The Stream, a small stream with a very natural appearance and yet recently recreated. Prior to the acquisition of the site by the town council, the stream you see was straight and flowed directly into the lake. Although it improved the drainage, it did nothing to improve the nature of a marshland. In 2019, with the help of the local water regulator, Syndicat Mixte du Bassin Versant de Linon, the stream was retraced to become a more natural watercourse, with sections having fast currents and others slower to encourage biodiversity. The banks were replanted with local species adapted to the environment, forming a riparian or riverbank woodland. Restoring its natural system, avoiding human intervention, enables the marsh to be preserved by improved water quality and allowing the colonisation of the stream by new species of plants and creatures that you can now observe. A sensitive environment hosting significant biodiversity. While walking through the Jardin d'Anna, you will come across various pools of different shapes and in different soil structures. All these ponds were created in 2019, during the development work of the new layout of the site, after the acquisition. It is the spontaneous vegetation that has taken over each of the pools and enabled the oxygenation of the water, thanks to which the aquatic fauna can naturally settle and develop. Amphibians, frogs, toads, newts and salamanders depend on these small pools, where they can reproduce away from feeding fish in the lake. It's in spring that you'll have the best chance to observe them, above all in the evening. Also, look out for dragonflies and damselflies. These fast-flying insects lay their eggs in ponds where their larvae develop. You'll be able to watch their aerial display from late spring until the last days of a beautiful autumn. The reeds provide a safe haven for the fauna whilst ensuring the natural purification of the water flowing to the lake. The common reed variety is the most widespread. This aquatic plant, formerly used for animal bedding and thatching roofs, naturally purifies stream water by absorbing excess nitrates. In spring and autumn, you can watch a number of swallows in flight over the pond. During their migration, these great travellers take advantage of the shelter offered by the reed bed. No predator can surprise them there, and they find a profusion of small insects to eat. Dragonflies use the shelter of the reed bed for the last stage of their metamorphosis, called emergence, which sees them go from an aquatic larval form to the aerial adult form. This is how you'll be able to observe the ruddy darter settling on the reeds from the month of May.